بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 14th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 21st Ramadan 1441. We have been discussing dua for the past two lessons of the day. Before I mention further points today, I would like to re-emphasize that dua is a great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, through dua, all of our needs can be fulfilled. Now today, there are two very important points which I wanted to add so that we can make full use of this dua. The first thing is that what are the most accepted times for dua? Meaning, what times can we make dua where we have the greatest chance of our dua being accepted? So first of all, as we know, due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief should be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept dua at any time. But if we do something special before the dua, then this dua becomes more readily accepted. And there are three things which make our dua even more accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is by performing Farz Salah. So that person who performs Farz Salah, after every Farz Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our duas. The second time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua very quickly is at the time of iftar. So when a person is fasting and he gets close to the Maghrib Salah time, where he is close to breaking his fast, then at that time, due to the whole day's fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws very close and he very quickly answers our call. And the third time is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of tahajjud salah, the time where people are sleeping during the darkness of the night, which is between Isha and Fajr. So that person who makes dua at this time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly accepts his dua. So these are three very special times where our duas are accepted. Now, when it comes to our duas being accepted, many a times we feel that our duas are not quickly accepted. So ulama, in light of Quran and Hadith, have explained to us that there are three ways in which duas are accepted. The first is that whatever we ask for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us. Sometimes He gives us very quickly, sometimes He will give to us a little later on. The second method where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua is that instead of the item which we are asking for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something else in return. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is good for us better than we know ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at what we are asking for, looks at our other needs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something else which is more important for us in return of that dua. And the third is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us anything in this world, but in return of that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the hereafter, in the form of blessings in Jannah. So these are three ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our duas. So we should never feel that Allah is not accepting my dua. If we make dua with full sincerity and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah all of our duas are being accepted. They are all reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll be getting a lot of return. And whether a dua is accepted or not, at least we know that dua being a worship, we are being rewarded for it and we are becoming very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us look at all three lessons of the day, put them together and understand this concept of dua. That number one, what are the benefits of dua? Number two, how a person should make dua. And number three, what is the way in which a dua is accepted? Inshallah, until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.